Hey, everybody. Rob here getting ready for our Sunday night Big Brother recap. We're going to have Rachel Swindler back here in the studio to talk about everything that's going on. But before we get into all of that, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at Legacy Box. And what Legacy Box does, which is so great, is that they take your old home movies and they digitize them from all these different formats. And the, you have to hook up a VCR and all these other old cameras to watch on your TV. And they turn them into DVDs, digital downloads, things that go on thumb drives so that you can watch them anytime and enjoy them with all of your future generations. Because so many times that when you look at these old movies, you see home. What? When you look at the old movies, then you see home. That if you can't remember what your old dog's bark sounds like, this is going to be the perfect thing for you, whether it's your extended family like Tommy and Christy or all of the different relatives that you have over the years, getting to see them in these old home movies. You'll be the hero of your family when you go ahead and get all of these things digitized with Legacy Box. I did it with my mom for Christmas last year. It was a big hit to get all those old home movies digitized so you can bring back the joy and nostalgia of all those days gone by. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. You'll get personalized updates along the way. All you do is once you sign up with Legacy Box, they send you their secure Legacy Box shipping container. You put all of your media in there and they update you every step along the way. All the work's done by hand right here in the USA, and there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/Rob to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/Rob and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who loves podcasting as much as Big Brother loves Christy. I am Rob Cicerino. Hello, welcome back to our Sunday night, September 1st. Home stretch of Big Brother 21 is underway as we're in the final month of the season. And I'm very excited because we have a real treat for you here on this Labor Day weekend. Back by popular demand with us here in the studio, we are very excited to welcome back Rachel Swindler. Rachel, how are you?
I am doing so good. I'm so excited to be here. And what a perfect episode for me to be back on, because there was so much Christy material, I couldn't even take it.
Yeah, this is so exciting to have you back here. I'm glad that we worked this out. Very excited to have you joining us. So how's everything going? Good?
It's going so good, Mom. I like, can't even tell you.
Let me bring in Taryn. I want to talk about you got such a response from the last time you were here. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. Very excited to be here. I found this episode to be enlightening because I found out that you and Cliff have something in common, which is that I often catch you doing dances by yourself in your studio because you're missing your wife who is downstairs.
Yes, I miss my wife so much. So that I think about, because I'm so lonely up here podcasting. One day
sometimes
I will,
for days at a time, he never even sees his family.
Right. So I will try to do that. Taryn, how are you doing?
Are you doing okay?
You doing okay? Yes. I was getting worried about you. I was like, I was trying to send you positive thoughts through the update this morning.
Positive energy and manifestations.
Yes. That's my goal.
I don't know how successful those are lately, so maybe we should try a different method.
Not as much. Okay. We are live with you here tonight. Send in your questions, hashtag RHAP, and we will get them into the show in just a bit. But Rachel, we got such a nice response. What was it like on your end the last time you were here?
It was great. I had so much positive feedback from everybody and gained a lot of new followers from being on the podcast. So I just shout out to everybody that was just receptive and just loved my Christy impersonations, which is all in good fun. Just so everybody knows.
Why are people saying it's not in good fun?
No, I mean, you get the random one or two people. Or three or four. I don't know. But I mean, I was in an impersonation show for many years, which I still do. I'm an actress and I do a lot of this funny stuff. So it's all in good fun, people.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a fun episode to talk about where we had our wall comp and a very emotional night, Rachel. Very emotional night between both Christy and Nicole even tonight.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's so dramatic.
Yeah, it was very dramatic. And I really think that the Nicole for America's Favorite Player is gaining some momentum.
Yeah,
definitely gaining momentum. Oh, and we even saw Cliff getting emotional this episode. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, man, Nicole's been getting a lot of great content lately. But Cliff with a comeback uppercut from behind there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, I'm still in this fight, Nicole. You're not getting me out yet.
Double sympathy barrel action going for Nicole and Cliff in this episode tonight. And we ultimately got to see Jackson, aka Mickey's nominations as well, which was very fun to talk through in the second half of the episode. But I guess let's start with the endurance competition, and we got to see it was Fright Night, Taryn. Is that what they called it?
Something along those. I actually really liked the set design here.
I did too.
Yeah. So it was this test of wills to hold on to the lungs. Rachel, did you do the wall comp in your season?
I did do the wall comp in my season. Thank God I did one.
What did you make of this wall comp?
I loved it. I wish I'd been in it.
Yeah.
I loved when the ghosts came up and scared them. That was really funny to me.
To come and be whacking them as they were as they were going along. Taryn, I really feel like a lot was made in this episode about Jackson winning the wall comp and being a bigger guy. I think that he had a advantage in this competition. I think it was all about where the boards were on the windows you were standing on. Whereas for Jackson, he just had to like hold on like behind his head. Tommy like couldn't reach what was up there. I think that this challenge, that while you wouldn't think the wall comp was made for Jackson, I do think that it really did, but the set design really helped him.
Yeah, there were a couple of things I think that went in that direction. And one was definitely the placement there of the boards behind Jackson. It was perfectly placed for his height. And the boards weren't changed based on people's height, you know, because Tommy was shorter. They did not move the boards down. They sometimes do that for these kinds of competitions. They did not on this one. Another thing was that in between their legs, there was a little peg that prevented them from squatting on the wall, which is another tactic that a lot of people like to use in these competitions that is more difficult for a bigger guy to do. So I think there were a lot of factors that helped Jackson compete.
That was the James Hewling.
Yes, yes,
yes. So Jackson ends up being the person who's going to hold on. That the highlight has to be, though, Jess falling from the from the contest. Tara, I know this is your favorite.
I love it.
Yeah. And they really made a meal of it in the episode tonight.
Yeah, they did. They made a whole meal of feast at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. This was a rough night all around for Jess, Taryn.
Yes, it was a bad night. You know, I feel like they've been keeping Jess kind of just like, hey, look, it's Jess. Let's just like, she's there. But now that she's, you know, on the block in some danger, they're finally like, all right, now we're sure that she's probably not winning this thing.
Yeah.
We can go full hog on this.
Yeah,
one.
Not Cliff Hog. that was your scream.
It right there.
Okay. Oh, here I have the clip. This was Jess talking about her position and then ultimately coming out of this competition.
Guys, I gotta go. I don't want to hurt myself. I'm struggling to find a good angle, a good grip. I'm trying to figure out, is there a way that I can potentially fall off gracefully and...
Taryn, you knew that once she started talking about how she was doing in the challenge, you knew we were getting the cut to her
absolutely.
Falling. Yeah. See
absolutely.
That coming.
Hola, Julie.
Yeah. Adios.
She said, I'm just trying to get a grip. I just don't know where I'm at.
The best one for me was later in the episode when they brought it back again. That was
yeah. Oh my God, that was so
completely
funny.
Out of context, the screen by itself is just so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Taryn, has this been doctored at all since the live feeds?
No, I mean, I have the clip straight from the live feed. I would recognize it anywhere. I think they did add a little bit of extra
splash.
Like rustle in the thud on the live feeds. It's more of like a real. I actually prefer the real thud.
They seasoned the thud, if you will.
They kind of lessened the impact. Like it was more of a like boom, but instead gotcha. They kind of changed it to like.
Rachel, do you feel like did Jess have a worse fall on purpose? Like, was this that she like made this more dramatic?
No, I think that was true, authentic Jess. Mm-hmm. I just think she was scared to fall. Poor girl.
Yeah.
I love you, Jess. That was hilarious.
Taryn, do you have any context? Did she take a dive for sympathy or was she really scared up there?
She was scared.
Yeah.
It was one of those situations where like she was like wanting to jump down because she couldn't hang on anymore. But she like she was scared because it's high up.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's not that far. And then like,
right.
she jumps and screams and falls.
Didn't we have that with Tamar Braxton earlier this year? It was the same thing.
Tamar had a great one. People have a lot of good falls.
Yeah.
JC had a pretty fun one last season. This might be my favorite, though.
Rachel, yeah. How high are you up there?
It's pretty high. Yeah. In my short 5 weeks, 6 weeks in the house, I did experience a wall comp. So, it's semi-high up there.
Yeah.
It's definitely scary, though. I get, especially people that aren't used to being on a wall and falling, I guess.
Well, how
I
many know. People are used to that?
Not many, I guess.
So one of the best things, as Liv pointed out in the chat, is that it appears that on her way down, she decided she needed to plug her nose in order to...
My God.
Hold her nose? Why? Was there a lot of water on the ground?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it looked like it was. I'm not sure.
Maybe because there was like fog. Maybe she thought it was water there.
Oh my God,
and not just like a giant mat. She was the first person down. So maybe she thought it was like a moat.
Aw, poor Jess. I love her so much.
Also, Nicole had an emotional fall out of the challenge.
Yeah.
That she really took it hard. She was talking about how she felt like that she's not doing anything to pull her weight and she went to see her family.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely can sympathize with her as like being in the house and knowing how it feels like not to win a competition because I never won one. So I can understand where she's coming from when she's just like, she needs to build her resume right now. She doesn't have any wins behind her. She's never picked for a veto. She finally played. Well, I don't know if that's a spoiler or not, but that's a spoiler.
I think it's fine.
She does need to build a resume, but she's such an amazing person in general that it just exudes through the TV. She's just awesome.
Yeah. Taryn, were you surprised at all at how emotional Nicole was about this, both in, I know you saw it on the feeds, but even in the diary room about this?
No, I felt it with her at the time. Like watching that competition, she's up there for almost 50 minutes and she's one of the last three people there. It's the closest she's come to winning a competition in a long time. And she looked rock solid for 45 minutes. And then right at that point, she started to falter. And then just like that, she was down. And and you could tell that she really thought she had that one. And the disappointment just immediately sets in. And and she feels really awful about it. And it's something that she's been talking about for a while. She feels like she's, she came into this game with the perception of herself being this like tough chick that's going to go in and, lock people in the basement and really play this game hard and do well. And she's finding out that she's actually just like a huge softie who has trouble with doing everything in the game and feels bad for everyone. can't win a competition and isn't doing much in the game. And she recognizes it and she's trying to do more, but she keeps failing. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, part of that is that she says she's now accepting like the quirkiness part of her, and she's accepting that that's who she is, and she's going to respect that part of her. But there's still a part of her that wants to be doing better in the game and that wants to be building a resume, and it's just not happening. Oh.
So then we lost Christy from the challenge, that she was unable to hang on here, and it was all going to rest on Tommy ultimately to win the challenge. Cliff is also going to go out. It's going to come down to Tommy versus Jackson. And for Tommy, this was not an easy competition for him.
If I had a flat ass, this would be my comp.
If only he had a flat ass.
If only.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
Yeah. And then we saw Tommy was struggling also.
My calves are on fire.
My calves are on fire.
When your calves are on fire and your ass isn't flat, what are you going to do?
Tommy, you better hold on.
No,
I would, Christy, if I could,
but my calves are on fire.
No, Tommy, you better hold on because I can't.
I got to do it for everybody at home, but I got my ass is too round.
Tommy!
This is when a switch flips for Jackson. I gotta win this thing. He's signaling to Holly. He's gotta do it for the Alliance.
I gotta win this for Holly.
Yes. Okay. Taryn.
I didn't wanna have to do this.
He had to keep Cliff and Nicole off the block, Taryn.
Got to protect my people.
His people.
They're behind me 100%, so I have to do it.
This is my city, and I will protect the inhabitants of it. All two people.
Needs to keep them safe. Tommy will come for them.
No, Tommy's coming for you, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, Taryn, you said on Twitter that you feel like that they really got this wrong in the show tonight.
Yeah, well, they never showed, like, they kept showing Jackson over and over and over saying, Tommy, he's coming for Cliff and Nicole. I gotta protect him. And they never showed Tommy actually saying that that's what he would do, because it wasn't what he was gonna do.
No, not at all.
Jackson and Holly. But when, you know, what happens is that never makes the episode. And instead, what it's looking like is the narrative that the edit is showing is that this is the week that Christy and Tommy turn on Jackson and Holly. When really, if Tommy had won this HOH, he's mm-hmm. gunning for Jackson and Holly, as would have Christy. So what's funny about this is that Jackson thinks that he was doing this to protect Cliff and Nicole, but he actually did it to protect himself. He just doesn't know it.
Yep.
Rachel, he didn't want to win. He didn't want this.
He didn't want to do it.
This was the last thing he wanted. But now here they are. This is now, Taryn, is this five straight wins in any competition that he's been in?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was four straight wins because he lost Otev, but it was five out of six.
Okay.
He said five straight in the diary room. But
who's counting?
He's counting. Well, apparently.
Who's counting? Is this like a Christy that I have four things? It's really five things. Sort of like four and five is a number. People get confused in the house.
Yeah, it's you know, four into five means five straight victories. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jackson ends up winning, and he tells Nicole he had to do it for Nicole and Cliff, and this makes Nicole very sad. She gets very, very, very emotional.
I know.
Emotional night all around for Nicole. Tara, I love Nicole also. I thought Nicole, a little bit of a pity party tonight. A little bit.
She definitely felt bad. And she, you know, having Jackson come up to her to be like, yeah, I did this for you. I did it to protect you. And like, she knew that he wanted to throw it to her, and this was her opportunity, and it really, really struck her for sure.
Yeah.
Devastating. Yeah. And then he's like, hey, play it up. We're playing it up.
Yeah. Okay.
We can't let them know.
All right. So Jackson here has to go to work on what he's going to do. And for some reason, he is going to go after Jess. And I find this really so confusing, Rachel.
He's so dumb. I'm sorry. Jackson. Oh, my gosh. Like, the other duo in the house is Christy and Tommy. It's so blatantly obvious. Maybe it's not as blatantly obvious in the house. I don't know. I mean, I know they've kind of had a little bit of a riff when that whole megaphone speaker, loudspeaker thing happened.
Yeah,
but I'm just so confused as to why he thinks Jess is the person he needs to go after. He's blind. He's blindfully, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but loyal to Christy and Tommy for some reason, but mainly Tommy.
Yeah. Taryn, could you help make sense of why Jess? And I know that there must be more to this because to me, I know he talks about that Jess is such a big threat to win the game, such a big mental threat. But as we see in this episode, I don't know if I'm buying that. So what is why Jess?
So from Jackson and Holly's perspective, they are playing a very low key in the shadows game, which necessitates that they win, you know, seven straight competitions or whatever it is. And from their perspective, they have Cliff and Nicole on one side, final four. That's who they're loyal to.
Yeah.
But because they're so great at the game, they've also managed to trick Tommy and Christy into being loyal. Tommy and Christy think they have a final four with us, but we haven't actually confirmed it. They just think we have one. So really, our final four is with Cliff and Nicole, but Tommy and Christy think we have one. So all we need to do to be safe is get out the only person we don't have any kind of understanding with, and that's Jess. Not only is she a threat because she might come after us, but she won a mental competition. She came second in another mental competition. Mental competitions are coming up. That means she really is a threat. So let's take out Jess, the seventh, and then the other two pairs will be fighting each other, and we will be safe, and it'll be perfect and happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to be what it is.
Yeah.
It's not what it is.
No.
But they have a chance to break up another strong pair, and that... As you've talked about on the update, that Jess and Tommy, the one person that Tommy seemingly has no relationship with is Jess, right?
Yes. From Jackson and Holly's perspective, Christy and Jess is a tighter pair than Tommy and Christy.
Wow.
Yeah. So they feel like one of those two needs to go this week because they will only be loyal to each other and Jess will do what Christy says and so on and so forth. Tommy and Christy did a really great job at separating themselves after the wall yeller really scared them into, doing that. And so from Jackson Holly's perspective, like Tommy and Christy have come back together recently, but only out of necessity because they have nobody else. Whereas Christy and Jess have always had a close relationship. And so that's the pair that's scary that needs to be broken up.
That kind of pisses me off though, that because of the loudspeaker thing, that is what made them break apart. Like that's not,
yeah,
it's not fair.
Okay, can we talk to the loudspeaker guy?
That just made their game better. So thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Hey, actually. Loudspeaker guy, you blew it.
You blew it, man. What the heck?
You blew it.
Tommy being in this game is going to be either a good thing or a bad thing for my game.
What did you say?
I'm hearing that I did it.
You did.
I'm hearing I did it. I did it.
What? Do it? Okay, I'll be right there, Rob. I'll go back.
Could you actually like do it right this time? Because like I'm getting sick of this. Like, do it right. Tommy in this game for me could be a good thing or a bad thing. It's actually been a really good thing because I'm still here and I have no clue why.
See, maybe they did hear it, but they were like, you know what? They probably faked it. They probably just brought Rachel and had her.
Yeah.
I live 5 minutes from the CBS lot.
You could just go there with a megaphone.
No, I seriously got lost one day and I seriously got lost driving and I drove right by the front of CBS lot and I went, what? Oh, legitimately, I got lost. It's so close to my house.
When you looked at it, you saw home.
Oh, okay. You can always look at me and see home. Wait, go. We have to do this.
Christy, just remember when you can always look at me and see home.
What?
You can always look at me and you can see home.
Wait, what?
You can look at me and you can see home.
I don't know what you're doing.
You're like part of my family.
What?
You're like part of my family here.
No, what? Okay.
Let's talk about the emotional night for Christy and Nicole. This was a very, very sad night because, you know, Jackson is going to, end up having this talk with Christy about how she has to go up on the block. And again, she still has to pay that invoice of this deal.
Apparently still.
Still. She has to be a pawn.
It's
she has
been
to
null go. And void for a very long time.
Yes.
But unbeknownst him.
But what can she do? All right. So she has to go and be a pawn. And it's really getting to Christy.
I'm starting to forget what the bark of my dog sounds like. It just gets harder every day. And things are just finally hitting me.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I'm just like missing the my dog that barks. It's like this like rawr, rawr, rawr sound, and I just like I'm missing it. I can't hear it. I'm
Christy,
so
you're gonna see Bean soon.
No.
Your dog is waiting for you at home.
He runs my Instagram. Oh my god,
just look at me and you'll see your dog at home.
What?
Your dog at home. Beans.
What did they say? Who loves you? Oh my god, when Big Brother said Big Brother loves you, I can relate to that so much. Sorry, if Big Brother had done that, I probably would have cried myself. That's why I love you, Christy.
Yeah, this was a weird moment, Taryn, because I didn't know that they did stuff like this in the house.
Big Brother loves you.
What'd they just say? Who loves you?
First of all, Taryn, have you ever heard this on the feeds?
Big Brother loves you.
Big Brother loves you.
I remember there being a really depressing day in the house when I was there right before I got evicted, clearly, because that was a very depressing day. But it was like a cheer up. It's going to get better, or like something like that. Like they like to do stuff like that. But like for people that don't hear or interact with anybody else, it means a lot. So like we're like sitting there going, oh my god, like that's exactly what my reaction would have been.
Loves you.
Yeah, I love you too, Big Brother. So I feel with you, Christy. I would have done the same thing. Oh my god.
They like to play like remember, these are the good old days.
Yes, yes, yes. That was one of them. Well,
this is very creepy. This is like very Black Mirror, Taryn. That right. You're just like this disembodied voice just gives you like a pep talk.
Remember, you are enjoying your experience here. You will not complain about it or go on podcasts complaining about it in the future. We love you here at Big Brother, and you will never want to do anything else in your life ever again.
Remember, this is not mentally scarring to you at all. Do not go on Twitter. Thank you.
So it was such a pick me up for Christy that hey, feel better. But should they do stuff like this, Tara? If she's having a meltdown, like why is Big Brother intervening?
Big Brother likes to do not only intervening like this, but sometimes they'll make jokes to the house guests, like certain, you know, announcements timed with what they're talking about. They'll like make them laugh or whatever. Like whoever's working that shift just sometimes is like, hey, I'm just going to press some buttons and we'll have some fun with these people.
Okay. And Christy, in this whole big sequence where she was really having a moment, she walked by and Tommy was trying to get her to come over and hang out with him on the bed.
Come sit down. Come in the bed with me.
Okay, I also have this button on me because there's like holes in my shirt and I don't have frogs, so my nipples are hanging out.
Why did they include that?
Why?
But like, because of my nipples and I can't, like, because I'm wearing a shirt. And it's...
That was like five steps too far in the like unnecessary information department.
You can just say no.
No.
Say, no.
TMI.
Back. I'll be back later.
Too much information.
Just if that for some for people that maybe are listening on like 1.5x, can we translate what Christy is saying here?
Here, come sit down. Come in the bed with me.
Okay. So I also have this blanket on me because I have holes in my shirt. I don't have a bra on, so my nipples will come out.
Are hanging out.
Hanging out. Hanging out.
Okay. Hey, real life struggle. Right. Real life struggles.
Yeah.
Real life struggles. I all love right. you, well,
if I had a flat ass, this would be my comp.
And then Tommy with his real life struggles.
Yeah. So
flat asses, long nipples.
Problem. Okay. All right. Let's go back to some of the game talk, Darren. Let's go back. So this is setting up so interesting here with all these pairs in the groups. And we couldn't have drawn it up more perfect, Taryn, to potentially lose Jess here at the final seven.
It's been a crazy boot order here, losing Sis, losing Jess potentially.
God, what idiots.
Like these people are usually just written in for the final five or so, but we really these Jacks and HOHs have been wondrous.
Look, that we all, and especially you, Taryn, we put up with a lot in that first month of the season. But
Big Brother loves you.
Yes. Okay.
They do love us because
they're taking care of us now. We're doing good.
They love us.
Now we're doing good. Okay. So we are going to start getting. We get the whole thing with Cliff dancing with his wife. How often does Cliff do that, Taryn?
I mean, fairly often, you know, again, he likes to, you know, keep his legs moving, like get the dance going. It will sometimes accompany a Cliff Notes session here or there. But I think it was a lot more in the front half of the season than I've seen him doing it lately.
Okay.
Dancing.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, Cliff. I love Cliff's social media, FYI.
That when you say I love Cliff's social media, like his family,
his pictures. There's like one picture that he posted, and it's like kind of blurry, but it's like just of him. It's like a headshot, and it's really funny.
From before he went in the house.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I just love it because that's it.
With my wife.
Yeah,
I love.
Did I tell you, Rachel, that before the season started, Cliff had sent me a message that I hadn't seen.
Oh my God, no, I did see that, and he was like a fan. Yeah.
Yes.
On LinkedIn, of all places.
This is the picture.
Yeah.
He sent you a message on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Here, hold on. This
is my favorite picture of Cliff Hogg.
Yeah.
Wait, let me zoom in. I love this blick. This picture is blurry. And I said, you better work in this picture. You better work. I love you, Cliff.
There you go.
Yeah. All of his family, his wife, everybody. I'm a Cliffomaniac.
Yeah, but Taryn, you got a message from Cliff on LinkedIn.
Yes.
I can't.
Yeah, I was very surprised to find it there. I don't really check my messages on LinkedIn.
Do you get a lot of LinkedIn messages, Taryn?
You know, a decent amount, but not usually from people that say, hey, I'm going to give you lots of shout outs when you
come. My God, I can't.
Was it right before the season or was it from like ways back?
It was a few months before the season, so he may have already known that he was going on at that point.
Ye diggity, yeah. I'm Cliff Hogg.
I'm just going to slide into Taryn's LinkedIn DMs. And nobody checks these, and it'll be months before he figures this out.
Yeah, it looks like that is the profile picture that he used as well.
Is it really? The one that I just showed? Oh my God.
Looks pretty similar, I think.
His family, and I love his family too.
Okay. Jackson and Jess. This was Rachel. One of my favorite moments of the season. I marked the clips and I just like I was pushing the button a million times of like I want to just like the whole scene was great. of Jackson trying to explain to Jess
why
she was going up on the block, and it just going right past her. And he's trying. He's trying to give her hints, and Jess doesn't take hints for the supposed mental mental threat. That hints do not work.
Yeah, I mean, she just kind of sat there very dumbfounded. It was really funny. And I agree with her.
Wow.
There we go. Wow.
Yeah.
Like what?
No.
Like, dumb. No.
Mm-hmm. No, Jackson. No.
Yeah.
You're going on the block next week.
So Taryn, he like literally goes through every other person in the house. Like, well, I can't put Holly on the block. You know, it's Tommy.
Yeah, because
I'm not as worried about them. And, you know, Cliff and Nicole, I'm not threatened by them. So that leaves only a couple options. She's like, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes. Why are you telling me this?
You're just the biggest threat in the
house. Where's this going?
But what I'm saying is that you scare me. Yes, you scare me in this house. And I love you.
But it seems like
I love you,
Taryn.
No, but what I'm saying is I love you.
This is so random. Why? No, why?
What I'm saying is I love you.
Like, does this story have a point?
But like, why isn't she bringing up? And I think I've seen this on Twitter on the live feeds. Why isn't she bringing anything up about anybody else? Like, she's stating things
she
to other people.
Knew that this was that talk. I think it's just
why are you just sitting there going, oh, OK, but yeah. Clearly, well,
thought it was small talk.
Her defense was, but hold on. I almost lost the competition that I won. Remember, if Nicole hadn't gotten the same question wrong as me, I would have lost it. So clearly, I'm not that smart.
Yeah. So ultimately, he's going to drop the bomb on her of, OK, that you are going up on the block. And this is Jess's reaction.
People think that I am this like memory, like person. Like, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh. Like, I suck ass.
Oof. Lake. I suck ass.
Nick would be really excited to hear that.
I suck ass.
Yeah, it just.
I feel sticky. This is nasty.
Jess. Oh.
Poor Jess.
She had such a good week.
Oh, wow.
She had such a good week that one week. Can we just like go back to that?
Yeah, that was good when she put Jack and Jackson
she got
on the block.
Out.
I mean, that really like we're making fun, but she gave us this.
She gave it, yeah.
Yeah. So and just for that,
Big Brother loves you.
Ugh,
yeah, we love you, Jess. But
like, no,
that's too many likes.
Yeah,
it was a lot in that sense. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not. I get the comments, but yeah, you know, that was too many.
I just feel like Rob, like I feel like you're like not being super like fair.
No, like I just like I don't like under like stand like stand like
I suck ass,
but like I suck ass and like so.
You know what though? It is better than effing.
Yes.
Instead of like,
mm-hmm.
Which
very true.
That's Nick.
Nick likes to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was great. I really the whole conversation of him just trying to explain everything, and then her reaction to it ultimately, where they just after he says it, you know, and it's hard. She's trying to argue like, no, I am not smart. Why are you saying that I am? Like, I am so I'm so stupid.
She had so many angles and so many points that she could have taken in that conversation. And she just chose to, I don't know why, to not. I there were so many angles she could have worked.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm a number for you. I'm a number. I will be in your corner. She nothing.
Yeah.
Well, Holly actually mentioned, because Holly has sort of made fun of Jess in the past for being a lingerer.
Because, Lingerer.
Yes, because you know what can sometimes happen in the house is you play the game of like who can outweigh the other person to talk to the HOH in the HOH room after it's revealed. And Holly liked to always say that Jess always would win that because she would always linger the longest and everybody else would give up and Jess would talk to the HOH. But she was like, Jess didn't linger this week. Does she feel safe? Why would she feel safe? And then we get in the diary room on this episode. Man, I'm just feeling great. I'm so happy. I feel great. I'm going to be safe.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
And yeah, she's talking about like, because Jackson is such a great guy that I'm so happy for him that he won. Like, okay. Jackson says, again, mental threat.
Honestly, they are the two biggest mental threats in this game.
Honestly, no. Mm. But I mean, to Jess's credit, I mean, she is good mentally because she won that one HOH. And was she the one that said in her pre-interviews, I'm not sure, that she's like, she's a good, like, no, that was Christy.
Mm-hmm. Christy claims to have a photographic memory.
Photographic memory. Okay.
Yeah.
That was Christy. Exactly. There you go.
That was Christy.
There you go.
Now, a lot of people have been speculating, is there a rivalry between you and Christy? Because you do the Christy impressions, they're a big hit, you've been doing them on Instagram, that you have you done them on Cameo also?
I haven't done any Cameo ones actually yet, but yes.
You just list yourself as Christy.
I'm just going to be Christy now, I guess.
Because it seems like that Christy has
I don't have
for
a
you.
Campaign against Sis, but I do have a campaign against Nick. Because he's a swindler.
She did say that.
Now, is Nick related to you? Is he part of your family? When you look at Nick, do you see home? Is he a swindler?
I do not look at Nick and see home, that's for sure. But he's not a swindler. But I did appreciate the shout out when she said my last name.
She said it a couple times on the show.
I was like, well, Big Brother can't ask me back, but at least Christy can say my last name. So we've got that under wraps. But no, Nick is not a swindler. He's maybe a swindler, but he's not a swindler. No, and again, FYI, and just, I love Christy. No. She is, I just want to say that because people get it misconstrued.
No, don't get it twisted.
I love Christy. She was one of my picks preseason. So I do love Christy. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, I just thought it was so funny that that was her.
She's a swindler.
Her dig at Nick,
I know.
That he's a swindler. Okay. All right. Let's take some questions from the audience. Mr. Robot Taryn said, did Rachel ever forget what her dog's bark sounded like?
Never.
You would never forget what Beans' bark sounds like.
No, let me tell you something. I shout out to my dog, Charlie, and my eviction speech where I didn't even campaign for myself to even stay in the frickin' house because I thought I was staying. Okay. So I have a lot of animosity. But yeah, I said shout out to my dog, Charlie. And I will never forget your bark, baby. I love you.
I'm starting to forget what the bark of my dog sounds like.
Taryn, do you ever forget what your cat's meow sounds like?
I could never.
Never. No matter how many days.
Hashtag never.
How many days also, you were there.
Mostly because most cats sound pretty similar, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Rachel, you just did it. I don't know how you managed.
How did I impersonate that so well? I have no idea.
Okay. All right. This is a question that just has a similar question that I had. Is it fair for production to try and cheer Christy up? Stress is part of the game.
Is it fair? I think it's fair because that is a really hard place. And I mean, I'm a little biased because I've been in the house, but that's a really hard place to live and to go through all of that. So, yes, you need some pick me ups because it's mentally tiring. So, no. Yes.
Okay. Taryn, you that's all well and good. You don't mind it?
Yeah, it's whatever. Okay. It's just a disembodied voice that they're hearing.
Yeah, but to them, it's like a reach to the outside world.
Yeah, but it made such an impact.
Everybody heard it.
Yeah.
The voice didn't say, Big Brother loves Christy. Like, maybe
Big Brother loves you.
What they just say? Who loves you?
Now, oh my god! What they just say? Who loves you?
The Big Brother hates you.
Mm. Oh.
Like the Twilight Zone doll.
Honestly, I loved when they would do that. They would do some funny things sometimes. They got creative at times, depending on who was behind
them. Yeah, can you give an example of something they would do?
I remember there being one time it was like, I don't know, I think maybe it was Brett when he was in the house, and they were just like, don't you do that, Brett. I don't know. I can't remember, but like they would sometimes have, like, if you were doing something you shouldn't do, like they would like snap back real quick.
Okay. This is a question from Trevor. What are the odds that Jackson and Holly run the table winning HOH on alternate weeks, similar to Emmett and Jillian from Big Brother Canada 1? Now, the double eviction is coming up on Thursday, Rachel, and this is really going to be a tough spot for Jackson, a.k.a. Mickey, that he is not going to be able to play in the HOH. And if Holly does not win the HOH, then
they're going out the door.
Well, tough to say, you know, necessarily, but who he's going to be vulnerable here.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely if I were anybody else in the house, I'd put up Holly and Mickey. I don't think anybody's really scared to come at them or combat with them and if it's any time you're going to do something like this, it's the double eviction.
Yeah,
because you don't get them back in the house. You can smooth it over. You can come up with something. So if this is the time to go after them, and I think that people are smart enough to do that.
Taryn, how do we feel about Holly, the competitor? Do we feel like that could she trade off wins with Jackson potentially? What did she win? She won the
which was basically a crapshoot. Perfect shot.
That was kind of fluky.
And then she won the endurance Poison Ivy.
Yes, I forgot about that one.
Which, like, yeah, she was suited for, and she probably would have done well on this wall, but I think the only endurance left is the final three competition.
Right.
So I don't think she's like this big competition threat, nor is Jackson a big competition threat when it comes to the mental competitions. He does not know his days that well, and he is not great on recall. So
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they started losing a lot from this point forward.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a question from Johnny D. Silvera. Wants to know, at this point at the final seven, shouldn't Jackson just bit the bullet and put Tommy and Christy up together?
Well, one could only hope.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
They didn't. He made a deal with Tommy. Made a deal. Okay.
What?
Schmerich Schmein wants to know, Rachel and Taryn know who Bobcat Goldthwait is? Please, let's not start this again. Okay. let's not start this again. Okay.
He has a show.
Yeah. He has a show.
Yeah.
His new show.
I don't remember what channel it's on, but it has like a bunch of
Jerry
shorts.
Seinfeld hates his guts.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, I don't know much about him beyond the fact that he has a show. I think it's called Bobcats something or other. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun.
Okay. Let's talk about the live feeds. If the questions have turned to Bobcat Goldthwait, that's my signal that...
Bobcats, Misfits, and Monsters on True TV.
Yeah. Okay. Aww. Let's talk about the live feeds from the weekend. We'll get into the veto and what is going on heading into Thursday. If you're going to leave us now, we'll be back on Wednesday. Sam Smith will be our guest. Very excited.
Aww,
to talk
yay,
to Sam.
Send it.
Yeah, that's
send it.
That's coming up on Wednesday night. Looking forward. Talking to Sam. Yeah.
That's become Pavlovian for me. Like, anytime I hear Sam Smith, I just have an urge to say, send it.
Yeah. No, it's good. You need a catchphrase.
I don't know what he's done to me.
You need a catchphrase. I remember when earlier on in the season, and we were like, what is he saying? We miss it. We miss it. So that'll be coming up. And so that's going to be Wednesday night after the episode. But in the meantime, let's talk about our spoilers.
Duh!
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected. And that protective action should continue.
Yes, Taryn did the... Hey, you're not dancing with Cliff's wife, are you?
Oh,
hey.
Look, she's lonely.
Hey, well,
aww. With my wife.
Oh.
Oh my God, Cliff, I love you so much. I love them.
Cliff getting choked up in the DR was pretty emotional.
Very fun. Okay.
Cliff.
All right. Taryn, veto comp on this weekend, and so what happened? What's the latest?
So, leading up to the veto competition, the final four. This final four deal, Jackson, Holly, Cliff, and Nicole, they planned it out. They anticipated that this might be a hide and go veto competition. Okay. And so they coordinated and they said, look, let's go ahead and tell each other where we're going to hide our veto chips.
Jackson and Cliff?
Jackson, Cliff, Nicole, and Holly all got together and they said, let's tell each other where we're going to hide these so that we don't find each other, so that mm-hmm. we can win the veto and control the outcome. And so lo and behold, it was hide and go veto.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. They have such an advantage here. Cliff lets Jackson know, I hid mine in the bathroom. And Jackson went, okay, you hid yours in the buck room. Great. And so Jackson misheard Cliff and ended up finding Cliff's chip and eliminating Cliff. He also found Nicole's chip and eliminated Nicole.
Playing chess and not checkers.
Yeah. And then lost himself to Tommy, who ended up winning the veto.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
But it's fine though, right? It's fine. It was the same.
I love hide and go veto. That's one of my favorite competitions, though. That was the one competition I wanted to play so freaking bad.
Where were you going
to
hide the veto?
I was going to hide mine under...
Taryn won't tell us, by the way.
I was going to hide mine under the carpet in one of the, you know, like under the, in like the pink room.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to move all of the beds and put it right and smack dab in the middle under the carpet. And I think somebody had done that previously in another season in the living room. But what I found out, though, is that they told them they couldn't hide it under the carpet last season, I believe, because nobody did that.
That's what happened. Cliff had a bunch of different potential spots to hide his. And when he went to go do it, they told him you're not allowed to hide it there for like almost all of them.
I would have been so pissed because I would have gone straight there and they would have been like, yeah, Rachel, you can't do that. And I'd have been like, I don't know where to put it now.
Yeah. That, Taryn, you still won't tell us where you'd put the veto?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Really?
He watches the feeds all day and he's got a place. Just in case he ever plays, he won't tell us where he's going to put the veto.
I want to know.
If look, I don't necessarily plan on playing, but if I ever did and I found myself needing to win a hide and go veto competition and there was a listener of the podcast in the house, I'd really be like, oh man, I shouldn't have said anything.
That's funny.
Okay. All right. So Tommy has the veto, and so he's going to use it, right?
He plans on using it on Christy, which...
Wow.
No,
why?
I have to.
It doesn't seem like it will change the outcome of the week because Jess will be going anyway. But there was a good chance this vote could have flipped on Christy here. We saw in the episode that Holly was already not really convinced that Jess was the person to go here and that she would have preferred to see Christy go. Nicole actually did some decent work to solidify Holly in that direction. And if the veto had turned out in a way where Christy was not coming off the block, Holly planned on having a conversation about this to potentially flip the target onto Christy. But Tommy wins the veto. Christy is safe. And that means Cliff will go on the block as the pawn and Jess will go home. Or at least that is the current plan. And it doesn't seem particularly likely that it's going to change.
How horrible Cliff and Jess on the block.
Well, look, if you're ever going to have a Jess eviction week, first part of a double eviction is, again, the ideal way to do that, right?
Big Brother loves you.
I mean, you get Jess out of there, you know, 15 minutes into the episode on Wednesday, and then we got a whole other eviction on that Thursday.
Why is Tommy going to use the veto on Christy?
I have to. You know what it'll be like for me back home if I don't use the veto?
I mean, I'm like happy that like you're going to use the veto on me, but like that's like, I would think like a red flag that we know each other and that we're working together. What the fuck?
Faison wants me to tell you where Jess hid her veto in the competition. Yeah. Jess decided to hide hers under her bed.
I suck ass.
Oh.
Nobody looked there.
Yeah. I think I saw that on Twitter too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so it's, I mean, Tommy's protecting Christy here. I do think that's the right move for Tommy. He was able to do it in a way that Jackson wasn't particularly annoyed about it. You know, so he was look, I have nobody else left, but Christy, I hope you can understand that I want to use the veto on her. Jackson said, that's fine, whatever. I'll just put up Cliff and it'll be fine. We'll vote Jess out. And so nobody's really too upset. And ultimately Tommy is protecting Christy from a potential vote flip. Christy is a lot more valuable to Tommy than Jess is. We saw tonight that Jess was actually potentially targeting Tommy if she won this HOH. Wow. So having Jess in the game over Christy is definitely a bad play for Tommy. So making sure that the vote doesn't flip on Christy is probably the right move here.
So okay. There's three votes going into Thursday night. It's going to be then Holly, Christy, and Nicole voting. It's going to be 3-0.
Four votes. Tommy is there as well.
Okay.
So right now the vote count would be Holly votes out Jess, Nicole votes out Jess, and Tommy has also promised that he's voting out Jess. He's not going to try to flip this vote. Christy will probably follow suit as well and make it unanimous with four votes. She might give Jess a pity vote for like a jury vote kind of situation, but you know, we'll see.
Oh my gosh, Tommy is so good.
Yeah, why does she get to give her a pity vote?
Well, that's why I feel like she might end up voting unanimously. I feel like Tommy will be like, you can't do that. You can't, don't piss off Jackson and Holly.
It's not fair. Why do I have to vote her out? And Jackson potentially gets to break any sort of tie going into Thursday night. And then Taryn, I know from watching the update this morning, lots of feuding going on. A lover's quarrel in Big Brother House this weekend.
Yeah. So Holly has been getting more and more upset. We talked about how she, her zing, Old Buzzard, and how she tried to make her own zings in the diary room, but they told her that she wasn't funny and that she should stop.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She was like, apparently my zings are too nice and they're not funny. So I can't say them.
We'll be Gucci.
I'm sure they were Gucci.
And she also came up with a song that she made and she rehearsed it and she she performed it to the house guests.
Like the little fartlets.
She rapped, yes. Yeah. it was not great though. It was not great.
Yeah, Holly rapping wasn't great.
You know, it's surprising to hear. I know.
I thought she had that.
She was very upset that was not going to make the show. She felt like that was a good character building segment for her.
Right.
And so she feels like that her only role in the show, whenever she's in the diary room, is they only ask her about Jackson. They never ask her about her family or Wyoming, which is what she wants to talk about. And so
Who wants to hear about her family?
She does.
Oh, poor girl.
I think this is the frustration the diary room is having with her. Like, nobody Holly, cares
look
about
at
Wyoming.
Me, and then you'll see family in Wyoming. Just look at me and Christy.
Yeah, so that's all building up, and she's getting annoyed at the fact that she feels like she's just Jackson's showmance, Jackson's girlfriend, and nothing else on the show. And she came on the show; she wanted to inspire women and girls, and she feels like she doesn't have a personality of her own. She doesn't have her own storyline. She thinks she's boring. She actually said, "I feel like I'm Angela on the show. I feel like
I'm boring. What's wrong with Angela?"
Yeah.
No, wow. That's a comparison.
Of course, Tommy was like, I loved Angela.
I loved her.
Tommy.
And Tyler.
Tommy.
Tyler and Angela. D'Angela. That was great.
No one ever talks about me. Pisses me off.
No, you know what? I think they did talk about you a few times.
They did?
Swindler. Yeah.
Wait, what'd they say? Yeah.
It was a lot of like, don't do that. Like, don't compare.
Oh,
Yeah, that's what she was saying about Nick.
Against Sis, but
hey,
I
Taryn,
do have a campaign against Nick. Because he's a swindler.
Like, you had to ask for the details. I was trying to help you out there.
Oh my gosh, whatever. Yeah, I sucked ass, whatever.
Yeah.
I sucked ass, as Justin put it.
Sucked ass!
No, for Nick.
Anyways.
So, what was I saying?
I don't know. Oh, so I got Holly lost in my own thoughts.
Holly is upset about all of this, and she is kind of taking it out on Jackson.
Right.
She doesn't like it. And Jackson was making some jokes about her and like pretending like he was going to say what she likes to say when they're in the shower together and a stool is present. And so
a stool. Wait, hold on. When you say a stool is present.
Yeah.
That's.
There's a stool that they keep in the shower.
Okay. Okay.
When multiple people are showering
I was watching this this clip on Twitter, and so that he wants to reveal what she says in the throes of passion.
In the shower.
In the shower. Do you know what it is? I'm kind of very curious to know what it is. Like, what could it be?
Yeah, that, I am too.
That he would want to tell people. Like, I've never like had I don't have many friends, Rachel, but I've never had any friend that's like, oh my God, I just have to, this is so funny. I have to tell you what this other romantic partner I have said during this intimate moment.
Seems very inappropriate.
Well, what could it be?
Well, I think it was more like she was present for it. And so it was a little more like he was messing with her than I think that there was actually an interesting punchline at the end of the story.
Yeah, he was just effing with her.
Yes. Weird. And so so she started calling him an effing asshole and then he got upset that she called him an effing asshole, and she was like, oh, he's upset that I called him an effing asshole, then stop being an effing asshole. And so he got upset that she was dragging his name through the mud on national television.
My good name. After Nick just told the world,
Taryn,
I'm a good guy.
What is your opinion? What do you think that the Jackson Holly showmance is going to last after the show?
I do not.
Is it going to last on the show?
Or the Nick is the Nick and Bella showmance going to last after the show?
I do not.
So no showmances are going to last this season.
Oh well, let's check back in with Jack and Sis.
No, that's not going to
last. Jack and Sis will be the longest lasting showmance. That's my call.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
In the sense that
they will reconcile.
They won't be calling it a showmance for very long, but they will be together.
Yeah. So are they broken up? Have they broken up?
They're not broken up as of right now. Okay. Basically Jackson. Hey, you are so concerned about your image.
Yeah.
And you're going to call me an effing asshole on national television.
Yes. See, but I kind of like this from them. Like, I know it's probably hard to watch, but if I'm going to get a reality TV couple, like I want to see them fighting.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to see that.
But wait, what, do they have a showman's name? Has it been confirmed? It's Macbeth.
Macbeth is my favorite.
But that's not official. They don't call themselves that.
First off, that's amazing. But like, have they even said it on the show? Has the show recognized their showmance?
I think the show shows them.
They might have called them Jolly at some point. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, has the show even really recognized their showmance, though?
So I'm interested to see on Wednesday how much of this we see.
Yeah, well, like the problem here is that it's not really a fight as much as it is a one-sided berating of Holly immediately kind of caving, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. She starts bawling. And he just continues to be like, you just shouldn't have done it. And now we're just in a bad spot. And like just leaving and her being like, where are you going? And like, I'll be back. God. And her just like bursting into like just hysterical sobs, very like genuinely uncomfortable to watch and not fun at all. And it really lasts the whole night, and he's like don't even sleep here. But okay, if you cry enough and grovel enough, then yes, you can. And anytime she stops crying and groveling, he's like, oh no, I'm done with this then. And it's not the fun kind of fighting, Rob.
Yeah. But better than lovey-dovey.
If you say so.
So it's you know, like, look, if you want to date on TV, like, you know, there should be some bumps in the road. Okay. All right. We'll see how much of that we get on Wednesday night and whether or not Jackson tells us in the diary room what Holly is saying. It's a mystery. See if we get that at any point. Okay. Let's go back to a couple more questions. Cindy wants to know, who do you think would get more jury votes, Tommy or Jackson, if they were the final two? Rachel, do you have a good feel for who do you think is going to win based on what we've seen?
I don't know. Tommy, I don't know. Tommy, because Nick said that he wanted to kind of burn Christy and the jury, and he was going to make sure that she was going to get no votes. So I think Tommy's sitting fairly pretty right now.
I think Tommy gets Jack. Jackson gets Kat. Sis goes Tommy. Nick goes Jackson, and then Jess would go Jackson or Tommy. I don't. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Who knows what she'll do?
Christy goes Tommy. Then Cliff and Nicole. They could go anywhere. So I think it's kind of a toss. I would give odds to Tommy though.
Yeah,
I think Tommy
for sure, odds to Tommy.
Okay. Sky, let's skip this question. Let's do a question from Derek. From Zaddy Taran. Can Rachel talk about her working with Celebrity Big Brother legend James Maslow? What is this?
Oh, well, randomly, the director of that music video, we became friends on Instagram, and then he just sent me a message.
What music video?
It's for his new single called Delirious.
Okay.
And I saw that he posted that he needed another girl. The director needed another girl for the music video. And I responded with an emoji with the hand up.
Yes.
And he said he showed James, I guess, my Instagram. And he was like, oh, she was on Big Brother. And so that's why I got in it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So it'll be out soon. I don't know. I'm dancing around in a bikini and I felt really fat that day. So it was not, I didn't feel the best, but you know, I think it's going to be really awesome and cool.
Okay. So. What else is going on these days?
What else? I mean, just still working over at AfterBuzz and
still covering Big Brother on Thursdays.
Yeah, I cover Big Brother. I cover
Grand Hotel.
And
whenever I see that, I think of you. Whenever I look at Grand Hotel, I see you.
I love Grand Hotel. And I'm really sad because there's only two episodes left and I can't be there for the finale because I'm working. I will be backup singing for my Elvis Boo with my Elvis Boo.
For Elvis Boo?
Yeah. Well, my significant other, who's an Elvis impersonator.
Okay. All right. Well, can we?
I call him Elvis Boo.
Can we touch on this because after the show last time, you and I and Taran were talking.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the work that you used to do in Vegas as a impersonator. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the audience. Do you mind talking about this?
Yeah. No. That's fine.
So. You were in a celebrity impersonator show.
Yeah, I was in a show called Legends in Concert, which they impersonate celebrities like Dolly Parton, Elvis Presley, and Tina Turner. And so
is that where you met your boo?
That's where I met my boo.
All right.
So yeah, and I eventually want to do Cher, but which will be happening because they make good money.
Okay.
Impersonators make really good money.
So what were you in the show?
I was a backup singer and dancer.
Okay. But for anybody who might be looking for a Cher impersonator, can you give us your Cher?
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way. I started a little too high. I'd take back those words that hurt you and you'd say, I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said.
All right, Melissa Denny says we're going to get a copyright strike if we keep going.
Oh,
no, dude, that was great. That was amazing. Amazing. last time you did Believe.
Yes, I did do Believe last
thank
time.
Thank you. This is doing new material for us.
Yeah, so I've been way into my hosting and trying to sound very professional. So I just
is Cher a difficult impersonator? Like, is there a lot of competition for Cher impersonators, or there's not that many?
There are a couple. Yes. There's some drag queens that are absolutely amazing, but there are two really big ones that I know that have worked with legends. Very, very good.
Yeah.
And one of them's more so in the retired area, and she's the one that's been helping me.
Okay. So. Do you have anybody else, like any other notable
that I can do?
Yeah.
I can do Shakira. And then I can do Britney. Oh, baby, baby. I love us. And
I love you. That's fantastic. Did not suck ass, Taryn.
I do Britney too. Didn't.
No. I'm so
those
impressed.
Are in my bag of tricks.
Yeah,
I need to up my impersonation game since I've been on Rob Has Podcast.
Yeah, I want it to be like Fallon and bring in like a wheel of impressions to do with you.
I know. My girl that listens to this podcast in Vegas, the show, Samantha, she does a really good Britney. Just shouting you out because I know that she watches this show because she contacted me afterwards.
Are they all singers that you do?
Mainly. Yeah. I need to like really think. It's just whoever I'm inspired by.
Yeah.
If I think they're hilarious or I think they're funny or whatever, then I'll do them.
Yeah. Taryn and I do all impressions of people on Big Brother and Survivor.
I love it.
That's it.
I do Big Brother. Listen, I
speak for myself.
I just want to give a shout out to you guys because I'm a huge Big Brother fan. So yes. For me to be on here and be inspired again to talk about Big Brother in like a positive way, because like clearly it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go. Mm-hmm. So just to be able to talk about it and get excited about the episodes again has been really nice. Yeah. So I just thank you.
This has been so much fun. I'm really glad that we were able to get you back in here before the end of the season.
No, it's about to end.
I know. We're closing in. Closing in.
It's all closing in. But yeah, I mean, I just want to say again, I love Big Brother. I loved the show before I went on it. And it's really hard for people who have been on the show to be able to talk about it afterwards because it is very scarring. And I just am glad that I'm at least able to sit here and talk about the show in a positive light.
Yeah.
Because I do love Big Brother a lot. I love the show.
Well, just Rachel, just remember, Rob has a podcast. Loves you.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
And if people reached out to you on Cameo, would you do any impressions on Cameo?
Whether it's
Britney or Cher or Christy.
I will do any impersonation that you want. I will look it up. I will YouTube it. I will make sure that I have it down pat, so don't worry about that.
What about Kat? How do you think Kat is doing in the jury house?
I love Kat so much. I just want to be her best friend. Yeah. So bad.
Can you do Kat in the jury house watching what's going on with Jack and Sis?
Yeah. Kat's like I'm here in the jury house and all of a sudden like Jack and Sis are here and then like Jack was wanting me to put my leg over him and then I was like, whoa, this is weird. I don't know. That was kind of like just me doing Kat, so that wasn't really Kat, but that was a really awkward moment.
That was very awkward. It was super awkward.
Super awkward.
It was just them, and then Sis showed up.
Yeah, hey, Sis, forgot we were even a showman, so what's up?
Well, we were just over here golfing.
Getting ready for holy moly.
Definitely what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can't.
Yeah, like, wait, Sis, you got to hear the funniest thing that Kat says. They're like,
Jack seemed to like almost like he was like, yeah, I've had a really good time in the Dre house. Kat's super hot, super funny.
Yeah. And he does it like,
and I was just like, yeah, so translation is what? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just seemed like he was very comfortable there in the Dre house with just them two.
Like, if you see this in the house, I know I told you to send Sis in here for me, but
I know we're not going to get it this week because of the double eviction, but I think that it's going to be very interesting to see how Nick injecting him into that environment.
I'll be honest with you, man. I'll tell you, if I'd been in the jury house and like a male had come through the door at that point, who knows? That's really strange to say, but. But listen, there is nothing to do in that damn house. You get so bored.
Yeah. Okay.
Gosh.
Hey.
Okay.
Anyways, who knows at that point what would have happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Nick Rockstar, 2018. How are you doing? Yeah. Welcome to the jury house. Let's hook up. At that point, anybody.
Nick did say in his interview, he was very excited to go see Kat again because he loves her so much. Now he was flirting with her a lot before she left. He felt like he was making some progress, I think.
Nick?
So who knows?
Yo. Cat. Mm. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up this week on Rob Has a Podcast. We've got The Amazing Race Canada is season 7, episode 9. Check out what Justin Dan have to say about the latest episode of Amazing Race Canada. Plus, Are You the One? Oh, a interview with Danny P. Danny P is going to be on the Are You the One? Check that out with Adam and Amon. And then, oh, the great Werner is going to be on the latest Survivor South Africa. He's one of my favorites from last season on the episode 16 recap. Oh, and then this is a fun one. If you are a old school Survivor fan, you probably remember Frank Garrison from Survivor Africa, and he and T-Bird were reunited on the latest talking with T-Bird. That describing the relationship between Frank and T-Bird, that they are the real life Leslie Knope and Ron Swanson. That's what I realized afterwards, that they are the completely opposite people. They see the world very differently, but they are great friends. They were together their entire games. Then we're going back to a comment. Don't know what I'm going to do when Big Brother is over. Listening to Taryn has become a daily routine. So that's a great segue into Hola Taryn.
Hola Taryn.
Yes, there is all week, no day off for Labor Day on Monday. Live feed updates with Taryn all week long. And the LFC Roundtable does not take the L stands for Labor Day. On Monday night, get ready.
Yes, very excited.
Yes, and then on Wednesday night, send it when we have Sam on the podcast with us.
Send it.
A side note, because you just said, Are You the One? The only other show I ever submitted an application for was Are You the One?
The One? You were ready to go in the truth booth?
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago. I submitted to go on Are You the One. They called me and they said, Rachel, your application was so well spoken, when you submitted, I was very heartfelt because I wanted to find the love of my life.
Yes.
And I said, they're like, it was really nice, but we actually think that you would be better for dating naked. No lie. Wanted me to do dating naked. And I was like, don't think my parents would like that, but, yeah. And then I told my parents I was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they didn't like
the VH1 show. That's what the
it's. I forgot what channel. Yeah, Dating Naked is on.
I had a friend who
Naked. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Rachel and Rachel.
What is it like to be that person that is like, I know you tried out for this show.
Yo,
but I'm wondering if we could film you naked for a while.
I know. I was like, and then they kept trying to call me and stuff, and I was like, I'm not doing dating naked. It's just not going to happen. Thank God I didn't, really, because I would not have gotten on Big Brother. I just feel like you're a great fit for dating naked. How does that feel? And I was like, it feels a little strange, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I will not be doing dating naked. Thank you.
There's too much clothes on this show. We feel like you're not right for it. Okay.
Clothes is a problem. We're going to need you naked. Thank you.
Okay. And then Thursday night, double eviction. It's happening on Thursday night. We were very excited about all of that coming up on Thursday. And of course, all this made possible by the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast, the people who support all of this podcasting month after month. We greatly appreciate it. Find out more about everything we're doing behind the scenes of Rob's Podcast, patron only podcast feed, our patron Facebook groups, and more, all at robhasawebsite.com/patron. As this month is September is the month where much like March comes in with all the Big Brother and goes out with the start of Survivor 39. Did you catch the Survivor 39 commercial during Big Brother tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited to watch Rob versus Sandra.
When you're playing with fire, you better be paying attention to what you're doing.
I got
to
get into Survivor. I was one of those people. It was like NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys, like Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera. Yes. For me, it was like Big Brother versus Survivor. So I would never watch Survivor because I'm a very loyal person. So I was like, oh, I have to give all my attention to Big Brother. But now, you know, now I'm like, oh, I should probably watch Survivor.
Yeah, that's the cool thing to do. A lot of Big Brother people are watching Survivor these days.
I find myself really engrossed in Bachelor now because of because I'm so scarred by Big Brother now.
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I watch Bachelor in Paradise all the time now.
Okay. All right. Of course, you can find Taryn. He is at Armstrong Taryn. He's on the twitch.tv. Taryn Armstrong.
Yes. And also, I want everybody to know, I do know that cats do sound different from each other. I do know that.
Yeah, don't upset the cat people. Don't upset the cat people.
I can already imagine all of the DMs and the mentions about like, hey, my cats sound very different.
Yes.
I know.
All right. Taryn also was talking about Dan's funeral this week.
Yes.
What it was like when he watched it on the live feeds happen.
You watched it on the live feeds?
I did, yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That is pretty cool that you watched that live.
Yeah. It's the best like moments of live feeds I've ever experienced. I went back and I basically did like a big long live feed update of what it was like, what was happening on the feeds at the time before and after. And it was a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Rachel, again, thank you so much. Where can people find you? You are Rachie Swin.
I need to change that.
which I always read it as Rachie's Win.
Rachie's Win. Well, I wish Rachie had one. But it's Rachie Swin, RACHIESWIN. And then you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler, just my name.
Okay. All right. Could Christy win the game?
Yes, Christy could win the game.
Okay.
For sure. The fact that she has gotten this far is mind-boggling to me.
They're playing with fire.
If I win this game, like, I mean, I really, I don't even know what I would do right now. I probably would get half to Tommy because I love him so much. And he's like, I'd rather die in the game.
No, we did this together. It was you and me the whole time. Okay.
Little does she know.
When you look at that money, I want you to see
me.
See me.
Okay. Do you think it was easy to do with a round ass?
God, I can't with that comment.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
I can't. Oh my God, I love him so much.
Maybe without so much baggage in this game, I'd be doing better.
With all this junk in the trunk, Taryn. Okay.
I just love that this cast has just gotten. Just from the beginning of the season, this cast has, again, in my eyes, just grown so much.
Been fun. All right. Rachel, thank you so much. Anything else?
I have nothing else but me.
Okay. Thank you so much to Scott behind the scenes. Thanks again, Taryn.
Thanks,
Take care, everybody. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye.